Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our special coverage of the crop production and WASDE reports that are being that just were released at 11 o'clock this morning. Joining us to talk about the reports is Dan Zwicker. He is with CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Crop production put in by USDA 13.843 billion bushels with a yield of 155.30. Soybean production is 3.149 billion bushels with a yield of 41.20. And if you look at some of the world numbers, you begin to think, well, maybe those numbers aren't quite as bullish as you think they are, because Brazilian soybeans actually were upped by USDA from 85 to 88 million metric tons. And because of that, we maybe see some good strength in the beans, but we're not strong enough to go all the way up and make new contract highs for the move we're at.
Well, remember, that's a projection. They haven't even planted their crop yet. So they got a long ways to go before they bring home 88 million. Now, last year they produced 82 million. There's no doubt about it that the soybean prices are going to encourage larger acreages around the world, at least the way they are. But the soybeans are higher here today simply because I think you have to look at the next step up. And I think October you're going to see a smaller yield. And then on the October report, I think there's a good reason to believe you're going to see a downward adjustment in harvested acres. So I think the balance sheet of soybeans is going to continue to get tight. And so that is why we're up 18, just because we haven't made new highs yet. I think that's to come yet. Basically, looking at the soybean chart, we are starting to break out of that triangle formation that's been kind of developed here on top of that chart gap that we had here a couple of weeks ago. I think once we break out of that, if we go ahead and do that, then we will tee up a move back to that 14.08.5 or 14.09 and check that out for resistance. If that doesn't stop the move, then I think you can use this congestion area that we had on top of this chart gap as the midpoint of a larger move, which could maybe argue for $15 soybeans.
And I suppose we could have been a little bit more enthusiastic today had not USDA lowered crushings by 20 million bushels and exports by 15 million bushels.
Well, maybe so, but I think for the most part, the trade kind of felt that some of those numbers were a little high anyway. So we've kind of got some of that out of the way. Maybe exports could still come down a little bit. But if we lose a half a bushel or a bushel of beans, then all of a sudden we're in a negative carryover situation. So then you have to kind of get yourself into more of a supply rationing mode. Now, nobody knows exactly what the yield's going to be. This is USDA's guess as of August 1. The crop has deteriorated since August 1. I'm not too sure they caught all of the deterioration that we saw during the month of August. And I think soybean yields have a tendency, I think it wouldn't surprise me if we go down underneath 40 on beans yet before it's over with. And so the balance sheet's altogether different. And the long soybean, short corn spreaders are really excited, because that's been a very profitable trade for the last year and a half, and it just looks like that's going to continue, at least at this point.
For the corn, USDA lowered carry in by 58 million bushels, but they raised production by 80 million by raising the yield by 0.9 BPA. That was enough to send corn down for a moment after the 11 o'clock news. for a new low of its move, but it's since recovered off of that.
Well, I think it's finding support from the big run-up in soybeans. You know, at the end of the day, with USDA lowering the carry-in by 60 million bushels and increasing production by 80, carry-out only increases 20 million. They chose to leave demand alone. So basically, the balance sheet is really unchanged. Now, the problem is that the trade viewed the current balance sheet as bearish because of the large ending stocks that were expected to build over the coming year, and you know, South American corn and Black Sea corn is 50 cents a bushel, so cheaper. So the trade kind of feels a function of the corn market is to move lower to seek out demand, and that's why the corn market is under pressure. But again, we still have acreage changes to come. Informa Economics, based upon their best guess, when they looked at the July certified acreage data, they thought there was probably room for corn acres to come down 2 million. We're going to get a new report here next Tuesday, and we'll maybe make adjustments from that. But the corn crop yet still could be low or high. We don't know. But we don't have excessive inventories really to speak of when you take into account of the demand. But the trade wants to view it as bearish. They're going to try to put carry into the marketplace. The question is how much grain can they actually get bought at these lower levels? And I think that might be a little different story.
And that might not be very much because producers are already indicating they're going to lock it up.
Well, some can, some can't. Not everybody has enough storage for everything. The early corn that's being harvested now can still take advantage of the premium that we have for old crop inventory. So that is moving into the pipeline. But if the trade is successful in sending these prices sharply lower and with a more normal type basis underneath the futures, I think you would see probably country movement begin to basically come to a standstill, at least for a little bit.
So are we off of these numbers and then weather and then the quarterly grain stocks report at the end of the month, the report that you alluded to earlier on the 17th from SSA, are we teeing up a potential pretty active October report date?
Well, that's what it would look like to me. We'll see what the Farm Services Certified Acreage Report shows us here on the 11th. And then by then, harvest will have expanded further north. And then maybe we get a little better reading on corn yields. We get at least some few bean yields beginning to maybe come in by then. And then we'll have a little better idea. But, yes, I mean, most October reports can be surprising, and my guess is this one could be surprising also. But I want to emphasize the reason why the corn market is going to have difficulty in getting traction, and it's been the case all year, is that stocks building is very difficult to overcome from a psychological point of view, and that's going to be very tough for the corn market to rally against, whereas soybeans, after today's report, we're really not building stocks. We're basically holding stocks even. So weather adversities in South America could make the soybean market explosive. Okay. And we are in the year that we could see some weather dryness in South America this year.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. September soybeans are 14.25, up 19 and 3 quarters. November, 13.82, up 23 and 3 quarters. September corn, 4.72 and a half, down 7 and a quarter. And December, it's 4.61 and a quarter, down 11 and a quarter. Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MathLab and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.